Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, my guest is going to be Bonnie Nussbaum, and I am so excited to have Bonnie on the show today. Bonnie and I have known each other for a long time, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. But first, I want to take a moment to thank all of you for being here, for taking time out of your busy day to share time with us here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. I want to give a shout out to my peeps in Puerto Rico. I am so excited that this show spans the globe and we can reach people everywhere with these important messages and all the awesomeness that my guests have to offer. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, it's like being a conscious entrepreneur. You come from that heart-centered place and you want to make a difference in the world, leave an impact and your legacy. And perhaps this is you. And that's why you've decided to join us here on the show. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another fantastic show. You know, I know that our time is precious. It's our most precious asset. So I always want to make sure that this time is value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And you won't be disappointed today. Now, you can always join me on the Facebook group at Entrepreneur Mastery. It's a place where, you know, we support each other and connect with one another. And I'm really active in that group as well. So I'd love to see you there. The link is in the show pages, you know, the show notes below. And I always have a special gift to offer. It varies sometimes from week to week, but there's always going to be a link for you there, as well as a link to our guest for today, to their website, and to mine as well. So make sure that you check out that show page and, you know, be able to find all those connections and all the goodies that we have for you. Now maybe you want to reach people with your message, reach people around the world. If you have a message to share that is, you know, maybe you're on the entrepreneur journey and you've really learned something or had some experience that made a huge shift for you. And even if it wasn't a huge shift, I'm sure you've got valuable content to share. So feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to talk with you about being a guest on the show. So now, without further ado, allow me to introduce our guest for today, Dr. Bonnie Nussbaum. Dr. Bonnie Nussbaum is a licensed psychologist, holistic coach, author, and the owner of multiple businesses. She works with frazzled business owners and entrepreneurs who are spending far more time on running their businesses than doing what they really love to do, which is what led them into this business in the first place. She loves to help her clients address the elephants in the living room, as she likes to call them, the issues that keep them and their business from thriving. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that as Bonnie comes on the show. So join me in welcoming Dr. Bonnie Nussbaum to The Holistic Entrepreneur today. Well, Bonnie, I am so excited to have you here at The Holistic Entrepreneur today to share all of your insights and wisdom with us. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be here with us.
Well, thank you, Bonnie. I'm so excited to be here because I feel like the work that you're doing, you and I have a great affinity for helping people move forward, and I'm just so excited to be here.
Oh, and I'm excited to have you. It's going to be a really juicy conversation. You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, you know, when I introduce them, but there's always more to the story, right? Would you share with all of us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to who you are today and the work that you do?
Absolutely. And I do kind of laugh when I think about the question, because as I look back, there have been some really squirrely life experiences that have led to me being where I am today. And my mother always said when I was little that she had to steer me around by the head because I was so busy watching people. So I think it's always been a part of me. But if I had to pick a pivotal point that really changed the trajectory in my life, I would say, get ready for this, it was when my boyfriend dumped me when I was 18. Yep.
Oh my.
At 18 years old, of course, I thought my life was over.
Sure.
So I quit my job and I decided I was going to go to college instead. I had never planned to go to college. Mm. Now my next youngest sister had always planned to go to college. And we laugh about that. Like, how were we raised in the same family? I never got the message and you totally got the message. And now we both have doctorates. So it's really pretty funny. But I went to college and some 30 years later, I earned a PhD. I've had a private practice for 16 years. I sold that to a colleague last year and I'm now retired from doing psychotherapy, which is just so exciting. Mm. Bought a small motel. I'm one of those people who's really good at following where spirit leads me. And I thought I was actually moving from Green Bay, Wisconsin to Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh.
And spirit had me go exactly the opposite direction. I ended up in Rapid River, Michigan, population like 2,300 people, right? Wow. And I'm like, really? This is where you're bringing me? What's this about? So I've purchased a small motel 2 years ago, and I'm rehabbing it into a retreat center. And I've been doing holistic coaching for the past 6 years. It overlapped with my psychotherapy practice for a while. But none of that would have happened had I not gotten dumped at 18.
Wow.
I know. It's just amazing how some things that we think happen to us are actually happening for us. Mm. and change the whole trajectory of our life.
Oh, absolutely. I always say there are no accidents.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything is there for a purpose and a reason. We don't always know what that bigger plan is, but there is a bigger plan.
Right. Exactly. And I think one of the things that I'm seeing going on with people right now, especially in this political climate, is there's so much fear.
Yeah.
And to me, the opposite of fear is faith and trust. And when we can, and that's so much easier said than done. Amen. I know that. Yeah. But when we can operate out of faith, okay, I have no idea why I'm going where I'm going, but I'm feeling the pull. I'm going to go there. Life is so much easier.
Mm. Yeah, if we just follow our intuition, and people say, oh, I'm not very intuitive. Everyone has intuition. It's just that we don't always listen to it.
Exactly. And I always call it the still inner voice. Mm-hmm. And we have so much clanging in our world now, outside noise, electronics, you know, all that. We're so connected and hooked up that we can't hear that still inner voice. We have to take the time. That's why I love meditation, because it puts me in the position of taking the time to be able to hear those little nudgings within.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And now try to get business people.
Oh yeah, that's a whole nother thing.
Entrepreneurs, corporate people, etc. They're so busy running around like maniacs. They're so frazzled. But to get them to still themselves enough to be able to hear that wisdom, and once they do that a couple of times, and they can see how life really opens up for them. They're all excited about it, but boy, to get them there the first couple of times is an interesting challenge.
Yeah, and it was there all the time. They just didn't realize it. So how do you get them there? How do you begin with someone who is running all over the place and not really taking time to hear that inner voice?
I love that part. I just love that part, because one of the things that I do, I mean, obviously as a former psychotherapist, I learned how to create rapport. So I can connect with people pretty easily, pretty quickly. And one of the things I'll say to people is, okay, this is going to sound like I'm nuts, but just indulge me for a minute, okay? I just want you to try this. Just want you to take a couple of nice deep breaths, and I'll get them focused on their body. I mean, for most business people, oftentimes their body is just the vehicle for moving their head around, right? So to get them into their body a little bit helps them be able to begin to slow down, take some time, and they'll get frustrated. Sometimes I may take somebody for a walk because it's a way for them to slow down, get into a pace and a rhythm of things. And I really love the Stephen Covey stuff about sharpening your saw. Mm-hmm. That you cannot saw down trees, you cannot be productive in your work when you're burning the candle on both ends and in the middle.
Yeah.
So to help people to slow down, and they rail against it for a while, and then they begin to see the wisdom of it. And I love watching that look cross their face when they get the aha. You mean I can be more productive by doing less mm-hmm. than doing more?
And it feels so much better.
Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, you talk about pretending not to know something. What do you mean by that? Pretending not to know something.
Pretending not to know something. Well, it's sort of the intuitive version of jamming your fingers in your ears and going la 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 la, like I can't hear you. Basically, to me, it came out of addictions literature. And in the recovery literature, there's this idea that there's the elephant in the living room, referring to basically a large situation or problem that, although obvious to everyone, is deliberately or conspicuously not discussed, such as a family member's addiction. But my tweak on that is that we oftentimes have big issues in our entrepreneurship, our business, that we don't choose to address or even see because they seem so insurmountable or like no good solutions exist, etc. So like right now, I'll give you a couple of examples. I have two people I'm coaching. They each own a mid-sized business in the Midwest, and they have some major uncomfortable, let's just not talk about this, things going on. Both of these businesses happen to be family businesses, and one is a second generation business, the other is a third generation business. And the issue is having a family member involved who is not doing their job, has this sense of entitlement that comes with being a second, third, fourth generation person in the business, feels the rules are for everyone else. You get the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And both of these clients are really struggling with a host of issues in dealing with these family members and the impact on their businesses, like not wanting to acknowledge how much the situation is taking the joy and the fun out of the business for everybody else, wanting to avoid conflict within the family, worrying about what other people are thinking, feeling really hopeless because multiple things have been tried and have not worked in terms of bringing this family member around.
So how did you help them through that?
Part of it is, and part of where I think I do something different than a lot of coaches do, is I don't jump right into Mrs. Fix-It, okay? I want to hold space for them to be in the discomfort of this current situation and help them come to their own solutions. I believe we all have, my tagline is right now, although I'm considering changing it, but my tagline right now is we are all capable of far more than we think we are. So I don't want people coming to work with me as the guru,
right?
Because they've got all their answers. They just need someone who can hold big space for them and guide them to finding their own answers.
I love it when people, when they realize that they can unwrap their own package.
Yes.
That it was there the whole time.
Yes. And then we deal with all the things that come up, them getting resistant to their own wisdom, them playing small, getting doubtful, all that kind of stuff. We can, and I want to talk a little bit about the playing small thing, because that's one of the things that I talk to people about a lot. So, for example, when I submitted my proposal to you for this podcast, I found myself playing small. Marianne Williamson has that wonderful quote about playing small, and who are you not to be the fullness of yourself, basically. And so I was choosing a topic to talk to you about and your audience about, that in which I'm very well rehearsed in delivering it. It's safe, it's mundane, it might have some useful nuggets for your listeners, but it really wasn't cutting edge or controversial or anything like that. So I observed myself doing this, and then I took some time to do what the amazing Brené Brown calls rumbling with myself. I allowed myself to sit with the discomfort of that awareness that I was playing safe and small, just like these two business owners were, and asking myself if that was truly in alignment with my values and beliefs. Now, my top two values are integrity and authenticity. I need to show up fully and unmasked in order for you to truly know me and to trust me and to work with me. So no, rehashing the same old stuff on your program was not going to be an integrity for me. So I basically made the conscious decision to choose courage over comfort, and to show up vulnerable and brave, tackling something that I don't have all the answers to. You know, how do we deal with the elephant in the living room? I don't have all the answers to that, but I'm willing to show up fully. And in fact, this is what I came up with for possible new tagline: be all in, go all out.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you. Yeah, that one just came to me at one point when I was working with one of these two business owners, and I thought, oh, I kind of like that too. So I jotted it down.
So, you know, there's that whole authenticity piece, I think, yes, is huge. And I think, yes, that, I don't know if you find this in your practice, but I think people are, maybe it's a sense of worthiness or unworthiness, right? They're not comfortable being their authentic selves. I always tell people, what you see is what you get. I don't know how to be any different, you know? So, yes, so it's easy for me, right?
Right. I could never play poker.
Me either.
My face shows everything.
Yeah.
So, yep.
But do you find that people are uncomfortable just bearing their, being them?
Yes. Yes. I think we have trained people so much to be who they think we want them to be. You know, I've even had clients who've said to me, tell me what you want me to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
No. I want you to tell me what you need to tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the pretending not to know thing is about being afraid to own. It could be being afraid to own your authentic self, mm-hmm, being afraid to address something big that's there in front of you, ripe for the picking, but you're afraid to grab onto it because you're worried about how other people are going to react or whatever. So I'll give you an example from my own life. Several years ago, I was pretending not to know that I was no longer enjoying doing psychotherapy, working with clients one-on-one, paid for by insurance.
Yep.
The headaches of dealing with insurance, going back and forth to get claims paid, clients not being as invested in their growth because someone else is paying for it. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example of that. One of my mentors, who I love dearly, at one point she invested in a six-figure program, $100,000 for a year for this program, because she knew she couldn't get squiggly then.
Yeah,
I've got this much skin in the game. I'm not going to be farting around. I'm going to be doing what I got to do.
Yep.
So with this circumstance where I wasn't enjoying doing what I was doing, it was scary because that was my primary source of income. And I had two kids that I had to finish raising. So I was pretending not to notice that I wasn't having fun doing my work anymore. But eventually I was able to give myself permission to feel fully vulnerable about that situation, rumble with myself about my own truths, and begin to formulate a plan for how am I going to change this, what seemed like an unchangeable situation. So I started my coaching business on the side and grew that, and eventually was able to sell my psychotherapy business, taper back on the psychotherapy clients I was seeing, and finally, no longer taking insurance clients. I have a cash practice at this point. So I have walked that talk, and it is bloody frightening, most definitely. But I love helping people be brave with those elephants that are in their living room. Are we going to be getting into the muck and the mire and the grubby stuff? Do you have to be willing to get, as Brené Brown says, dirty and bloody and bruised? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But as she says, getting your ass kicked is part of what allows you to excel. You know, knock down seven times, get up eight. Yeah. And to work with someone like you or me or, you know, other people who get this stuff, we can hold big space for people to be who they're meant to be, to do the work they came here to accomplish. I don't want to get to the end of my life and look back and say, ooh, I wish I had, or I should have, or no, I want to feel like, okay, I did everything I came here to do.
Right. And life is too short to not enjoy. And I know so many people, and perhaps you do too, who are in a job, like they're working in corporate America someplace, and and they hate it. They hate every minute of it. But do they change anything? No, because it's, you know, well, I say they get uncomfortable in their they get comfortable in their uncomfortableness.
Absolutely. It's familiar. It's familiar. They know what to expect. And we in America greatly overvalue comfort and greatly overvalue the ability to predict stuff. And the only place where anything really, truly amazing happens is at that edge of discomfort and unpredictability, where we're going to make those leaps. You know, I was talking to my mentor the other day, and I said, because there was a recently an issue that I had worked my way through, and I said, you know what I did there was I un-ninjaed myself. And she said, what do you mean by un-ninjaed myself? And I said, well, it's kind of like I ran to the edge of the abyss, and I was meant to yell out loud and leap. And instead, you know, cue the sound of the needle running across the record. Turned around and went back the other way for a little bit. Panted, sat there kind of scared, and then thought, nope, I can't un-ninja myself. I must fully show up. I have to leap. So I asked her, actually, in this image, to stand at the edge of the abyss. And when I roared up to the edge, I wanted her to push me over.
So that she could give you a little help, yeah.
Exactly. And really, truly, then we soar. Yeah. We soar. We don't crash to the ground. We soar.
Yeah. You know, as uncomfortable as it is, you know, when people are on the, and I'm so glad that you share your story in this way, Bonnie, because you're not the only one. Obviously, there's lots of people out there who they're like, scared out of their mind. They just don't yes. know if they should. And it's, you have to, I mean, because yes. nobody else can do that for you. You're yes. the only person who can do that.
Right. Yes, yes, yes. And the more you can surround yourself with people who believe in you and see your bigger potential and are willing to call you on your playing small, and that's uncomfortable, but oh man, it's so necessary. Yeah. So necessary.
And, you know, it's not just, you know, like you're in private practice. Well, you have some employees and people who work with you, but in right. like bigger businesses, you know, like maybe the medium-sized businesses, when the leader of the business is playing small and not being authentic and, you know, uncomfortable to doesn't want to face the elephants in the room, it affects everybody. It Absolutely. Doesn't just affect them.
Absolutely. Right. And for those I call oftentimes the leaders of those businesses are very visionary thinkers. They have big picture and they've got all these wonderful ideas, but they don't have the support for maintaining that visionary piece, and or they may not be very good at the integration piece, making things happen. Mm. And so sometimes when I'm working with a company, like one of the companies I mentioned before, The key piece was bringing in, I love the book Traction by Gino Wickman. It's so helpful in terms of mid-sized business and up, where you need to bring in the person who's going to be the integrator, the one who's going to take the information from the visionary and disseminate it to the troops in a way that it can be executed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we all need to be operating in our zone of brilliance.
Right.
You know, too many people either get stuck in, like you were saying, the mundane, I'm doing what I don't even like to do,
mm-hmm.
or they actually edge their way up to being in their zone of excellence. They're doing what they're really good at, but they're not enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Life, like you said, life is too short to not have it be fun.
Yeah, it should be fun. And people often, and I don't know if you hear this with your clients, Bonnie, but people will sometimes say, well, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know. I'm supposed to be doing something. I don't know what it is. How do I find my purpose? What's your take on that? I mean, I have an opinion myself, but I want to hear how do you respond to that if somebody says that to you?
Well, that would be one of the examples of pretending not to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I believe even when kids come into this world, they're coming down the chute, they already have a sense of knowing.
Mm-hmm.
They're in their authentic self. They have all their gifts and abilities and opportunities. And that's, there is this already a sense of knowing, like my mom steering me around by the head because I was people watching. I became a psychologist
yeah.
and I became a life coach, you know, a holistic coach. It's already there from the get-go.
Right.
I think it's helping people. And I think talking can only take us so far.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I call myself a holistic coach, because I have a ton of tools that I use to help people tap into. I do this one thing, it's really cool. It's called a guided intuitive journey. And it's a guided imagery where I walk them through meeting their spiritual team.
Mm.
Who are those still inner voices that are there to help you live your best life and help them connect with them and then set them up to be able to talk to those spiritual guides moving forward? And that is so much fun doing that
one. Oh, I love that. Yeah.
It's everything from soup to nuts that comes up.
Yeah. So how do you, I mean, do you have a tool that helps them to address that elephant in the room?
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things that I like to do is make it fun and make it playful. And so what I'll do is I'll make a game out of it. And I want them to ask themselves, with this particular elephant, if I were blank, I would blank. And then we plug in some stuff. So, and I'll just make up some stuff as we go here. But so let's say the elephant in the room is, I don't know what my purpose in life is. Okay. So if I were Dora the Explorer, I would go exploring in foreign lands and all over the place to figure out what my purpose is. If I were on Shark Tank, I would pitch my idea for my purpose and let them shred it and see what I can learn about that. If I were, you know, so you put in and we just play a game with it. And to begin with, people can be a little stilted with it because they're not used to doing that. Once they get rolling, all kinds of amazing things can come tumbling out. And sometimes it's a good thing I know how to do shorthand because sometimes I'm writing furiously to capture their words because those nuggets will come flying out of their mouth and they don't even hear them.
No.
So then later I can be the mirror and feed them back and they'll go, I said that? I go, yeah, you did.
Yeah. Oh, you know, we've talked about so many awesome things, Bonnie. Thank you so much for sharing all these golden nuggets with us. But you know what? I know life is busy. And if people only had room for one thing in their brain from our conversation today, what's the biggest golden nugget? What's the one thing you would really like them to leave with after our conversation? It might be something we've talked about or maybe something we haven't gotten to yet.
Yes, I guess for the purposes of this talk, I would say my golden nugget would be, do everything you can to acknowledge your elephants in the living room, to truly feel the discomfort that goes along with that, and then fully open yourself to both inner and outer wisdom on dealing with that situation effectively and lovingly and with your heart and soul. And if it rings true for you, you know, maybe I'd love to work with you on your elephants, or certainly you can help them work on their elephants. And it doesn't necessarily mean confronting other people. Mm-hmm. I think first it means dealing with your own elephants within, which can be mirrored in our life circumstances.
Right. Oh, that is so true. I love that golden nugget because it's it has to start there, you know, and going within first. So I know, Bonnie, that people are going to want more of you. So what's the best way to connect with you, find out more about your services and how you can help them with their elephants in the room or whatever in their business?
Wonderful. Okay. Well, they can look me up. I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. They can just search for my name, Bonnie Nussbaum. It's Nussbaum. And my website for my coaching business is Empowerment and Purpose, all little letters, all together, .com. And I also have a podcast that's entitled Empowerment and Purpose. Thanks to you, Bonnie, for showing me. Bonnie teaches a wonderful 4-week online course on how to get your podcast up and running, and it's been good. I've got 2 shows up so far, and I'm working on being more consistent with this as I go through this uncomfortable learning curve. But yeah, so those are some ways. And on my website, I do have a contact tab so they can get email, phone number, all that stuff off of there.
Fabulous. And I'll put your website on the show page so that people can just click on that and should be able to get right to Bonnie's website at empowermentandpurpose.com.
Yes.
So you don't even have to remember what it says. You just click on the link and you'll be right there.
Wonderful. And then on my homepage, on my website, I do offer a free audio download that's called 10 Minutes for Breathing Life into Your Life. And so for those who are facing their elephants, using this download over and over can be real helpful in terms of easing the discomfort that you feel when you're facing your elephants.
Fabulous. Oh, thank you so much for your generosity, for the gifts, and just for sharing your time with us today. I know you're a busy person. So thank you so much for spending time with all of us here at the Holistic Entrepreneur. I so appreciate it.
Well, and thank you so much, Bonnie, for your awesome show and for the big space that you hold in life for people to become who they're meant to be.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.